Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for sharing some time with us and listening to today's program. A thrilling novel that mystery lovers will enjoy, the post-apocalyptic suspense novel Project Revenant from Lawrence Drexel Jr. Set in a world facing a zombie apocalypse, the story of a recently retired government agent who reluctantly agrees to be reinstated amidst a zombie apocalypse. A strong plot, storylines have readers glued from start to finish. Lawrence, born and raised on Long Island in New York in 1987 from a working-class family, he was born with a stutter, often bullied in school, and would find comfort in writing primarily short stories. He was encouraged to be independent, to think for himself, always have a destination in life. When he was 21, he joined the Navy, served for 4 years. After receiving his honorable discharge, he decided to follow his dream and become a full-time writer and author. Lawrence Drexel Jr., author of the thrilling novel Project Revenant, project leader Commander Lawrence Drexel Jr. retired, and he's our guest on This Week in America. Lawrence, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, this is such a fascinating book, and we've got plenty of time to talk about it. A great imagination, a great world that you've created, a lot of thrilling things going on in the course of the book. Let's start with the beginning. I have a little bit of your background there. Talk about where you were born and the process of growing up.
I was born on Long Island, New York, January 21st, 1987. I grew up in a small town called Farmingville. It's almost right in the middle of the island itself. It's far enough from the city where we are our own entity, but it's close enough to the city to where we still get a lot of its influence.
Yes.
And some of the things that affect the city will ultimately affect us.
Yeah, it sounds like a fascinating place to grow up. Let's talk about the writing background. This book, Project Revenant, that I talked about, is receiving excellent reviews. What inspired you to write this book, this story?
Well, I've always been interested in zombies and the macabre. But when you get right down to it, there are only so many ways that you can rewrite the same stories, be it vampires, werewolves, zombies, etc. Sometimes someone comes up with an original idea to tell the same story. It's always hit or miss, but I wanted to tell a zombie story that sounded familiar on the surface. The dead rise and they eat the living, but the originality comes in with the antagonist being on the inner workings of an information agency that has very deep resources that is intentionally kept out of the public eye and is on the front lines on the zombie apocalypse. Plus, I came up with a very unique cause for why the dead are rising up.
You really have, and there's so many layers that you've got in the story. The book is Project Revenant. The author is our guest, Lawrence Drexel Jr. The book is available at Amazon. Let's talk about when you realized that you had a gift for the written word. Once you started writing and realized, I not only enjoy this, but this really seems to be good. When did you realize that you had a gift for writing?
When I was in the fifth grade, I was feeling depressed, and my teacher had some extra credit assignments posted. And one of them was to write a short story for 5 points of extra credit. I had written a short story. It was only about a page long, but when I had gotten back the paper, I had 5 points of extra credit, and she had written in red ink, very creative. From then on, I was hooked, and I had gone on to write for the next 20 years. And in that time, I would win in awards all through school, and I had discovered what I wanted to do and what my passion was at just 12 years old.
You know, I can sense that passion. The talent is evident in the book Project Revenant, and so fascinating. That began with just two words that a teacher wrote to encourage you, very creative, and out of that grew this career that Lawrence has and his book Project Revenant. I mentioned in the beginning that you were bullied and teased in school for having a stutter. Has that impacted your writing?
Remember when I said I was feeling depressed?
Yes.
Well, I was feeling depressed because I was constantly being bullied for having some trouble talking. I was even told by some people that I wouldn't go far in life because I stutter. Now, when I was in, I think, 10th grade, I had a revelation. I wanted to use my God-given talent to create something that would make me successful and have something to rub into the arrogant faces of those who said I wouldn't go far. As the old saying goes, I would kill them with success.
And you've done that. It's amazing. You used that as a challenge, and you were able to show them that, okay, you don't think I'm going to be successful? Well, you can read my published book. Okay? It's available at Amazon. You can go buy a copy for yourself and see who's successful here. The book is Project Revenant. Project leader, Commander Lawrence Drexel Jr. retired. The book is by Lawrence Drexel Jr. You named the protagonist after yourself. Explain that and the decision that went into it to doing that.
Okay. I had originally put my name in as a placeholder until I came up with a different name for the protagonist. The problem was, as I wrote the story, I couldn't think of a name, and I just kept putting my name down. Eventually, I had stopped trying to come up with a different name, and I just didn't change it. But let me just set the record straight. I am really not that conceited. I am nowhere near as cool or badass as the character I wrote. I'm actually quite boring once you really get to know me.
It's just the mind that's very active. I put him near a keyboard and he's ready to go and write and tell stories. So this is not an autobiographical account of Lawrence. It's just a really compelling story. When you said to your parents, you know, I seem to be pretty good at this writing deal, I would like to pursue that. What was their reaction?
They always knew that writing would be a big part of my life to some degree. As a kid, they knew it was a healthy thing for me to be doing, especially compared to what the other kids were doing. But when I told them that I wanted to make a full-time career as a writer, they were apprehensive, and understandably so.
Yes.
Writing, like anything in the entertainment industry, is very competitive. They had faith in me, but I think, and this is only my opinion, they wanted me to keep it as a hobby and get a quote-unquote real job. And plus, they didn't want me to be disappointed if things didn't work out. Now, I had made the decision to become a professional writer when I left the Navy in July of 2012. That's when I moved to Seattle to pursue that dream.
It's interesting you chose Seattle. Why? That's obviously other end of the country than where you grew up. Why did you pick Seattle?
There are two reasons. The first is when I was in the Navy, I had suffered significant trauma. I'll spare you and the listeners the grisly details, but it was bad. I would even use the word criminal to describe what happened to me. I moved to Seattle to get my head on straight and take advantage of the pro-veteran resources that Seattle had. Admittedly, that surprised me because Seattle is such a liberal city, and stereotypically, liberal areas of the country try to help everyone except veterans. The second reason is Seattle is a very artistic city. It's known for painting, music, sculpting, and so on. But it's actually a hidden gem for writers. Some of the best written works either came out of Seattle and the surrounding area. And if I mispronounce this person's last name, I apologize. Chuck Palahniuk wrote the novel Fight Club in Seattle. Frank Herbert wrote Dune around the same area. So I wanted to take advantage of the artistic atmosphere and influence of the Pacific Northwest.
So creatively, you sought out Seattle and obviously enjoying life there. Lawrence Drexel Jr. is our guest on the program. He's the author of Project Revenant. You can get information by going to Amazon on the book. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon link for the book and get all the information and be able to order it there as well. You described yourself as boring a few minutes ago. I find that hard to believe, but you also used the word maverick to describe yourself. Exactly what do you mean by that?
I've always wanted to forge my own path in life and be different. I've been one who went against what the masses were doing. I speak very directly in a society where people seemingly value feelings over facts. I'm a conservative in a field where most people are liberal. I value tradition, but I'm not in a traditional 9-to-5 job. I have a stutter, but I love to talk. Some would call me a contrarian, but I promise you I'm not. I don't do this for the sake of doing it. Sometimes I do, but that's usually because I'm on my own program.
Yes.
But I call myself a maverick because I love being because I love being different. People who stand out from the crowd are ones who stand out in people's minds. If you work it right, you can be different and go really far in life and still be a positive person to look up to.
Who are some of the influences, the writing influences on your life and why? How did they move you into the creative aspect of writing?
My biggest writing influence is someone who is not known for writing, but for comedy. It's the late George Carlin. I first saw him on HBO when I was in, I think, the fourth or sixth grade. I was too young to really understand what he was saying and was really only laughing at all the words he was using. But as I got older, I saw he had such verbal artistry. He could paint a painting with words. It was him who really got me fascinated with language, vocabulary, word usage, and the ability to use imagery. And in my own way, paint my painting using only words.
With us on the program, Lawrence Drexel Jr., author of Project Revenant. A couple minutes left in the program. I'm sure you want to leave your mark on the world with your writing, and you're making a great impression with the book Project Revenant. Is there another venue that you're interested in and pursue with the same passion and enthusiasm that you've tackled writing?
Yes. There's one that comes to mind. I want to have my own radio show. I mentioned before that I'm a conservative. I want to do a political radio show where I discuss current events, give my opinion, show people that conservatives are not the boogeymen we seem to be made out to be, and show people that you can get along with men and women who are different from you. You'll always have differences of opinion, but you can still have a good time.
Yes, and the best of luck with that, because that's certainly something that's needed, so we can have an honest discussion with people with varying viewpoints without vitriol and anger. So good luck in pursuing that part of your career as well. I know that you've been working with Reader's Magnet on this project. What's that experience been like, just briefly here at the end, for you to have them there working with you and getting the word out on Project Revenant?
They've been a godsend. They are able to break things down for me in step-by-step instruction and to help me navigate this publicity minefield. Not compliment them enough.
Well, it's nice to have somebody there side-by-side working with you on the project. The book is Project Revenant. Project leader, Commander Lawrence Drexel Jr., retired. The author, Lawrence Drexel Jr., you'll find the book available at Amazon. Again, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Lawrence, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Project Revenant. Anxious to follow up with many books that you'll be writing over the course of the years. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure.
It's been great having Lawrence Drexel with us on the show. And again, you can get information on his book very simply by going to Amazon.com and looking up Project Revenant, or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, a link there directly to the Amazon book site. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.